You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. 2015 was a great year for music made by Wisconsin artists. Right now we're hearing a song from former Milwaukee band Pele.
And we want to hear from you. Do you have a favorite album or song from a Wisconsin artist, past or present? Did you have any new music discoveries this year? Were there any great live shows you went to here in the state? Call and share at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Here with us in the studio to share his picks for the best music to come out of our state this year is Scott Gordon, editor of Tone Madison, and our WPR colleague. Scott, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
Well, first of all, the song that we heard just now, tell us a little bit about that Pele reissue.
So that comes from the third album that band put out called Elephant, which was released in 1999. As you could hear from that, they were an instrumental rock band comprised of John Mueller, Chris Rosenow, and Matt Tennyson. And basically this year they played some reunion shows. I think it was, you know, mostly just kind of a one-off thing, but I got to see one of those shows and it was fantastic. And their label Polyvinyl did a reissue of this album for Record Store Day, reissued it on vinyl and so forth. And it's really pretty flowing music, but when you listen to it, there's a lot of kind of tension and really interesting stuff going on. And as far as instrumental rock or post-rock or whatever you want to call it goes, this, you know, was definitely one of the more distinctive bands to come along.
And was this a band, I could see just from that clip I heard there, I'm not familiar with them, are they a big improvisational band or is this pretty composed? Is every show going to sound really different?
I think a lot of it is through composed in their case. I don't know if there's a lot of improvisation really going on. I know that both John Mueller, the drummer, and Chris Rosenow, the guitar player, do a lot of different solo stuff and collaborative stuff that maybe involves more improvisation or more kind of far out approaches. They both do a lot of great stuff. Long after this band kind of ceased to be a thing. So that's really cool.
All right, well, let's talk a little jazz right now. There have been some good jazz releases out of Wisconsin this year. What'd you find?
So, right across the street from where we are, at the UW-Madison School of Music, we have an accomplished jazz pianist named Johannes Wallman, and he directs the UW-Madison jazz program. And he actually released two albums this year. One was a big band album, and then the other one was called The Town Musicians, and he recorded it in kind of mostly a five-piece setup with some musicians that he knew during his time living in New York City. In I think probably about a decade ago. And the trumpeter on that record is Russ Johnson, who actually lives in Milwaukee and teaches at UW Parkside in Kenosha, but he still plays a lot in Chicago and New York. There's a lot of tracks on here that are fairly extended, 7 minutes or longer, and really have a nice conversational flowing feel. Like, it's really, I really like how unhurried it is and how open it is and how much kind of interchange you get between the musicians.
Let's give a listen. Johannes Wallman, this song is called Concurrencies. See what you mean about the kind of unhurried quality in that track.
Yeah, absolutely.
It feels really kind of mellow to listen to. And I didn't know that this was someone right across the street in Madison,
yeah.
Here.
Right, yeah. And like you said, there is kind of a mellow feel to some of it, but it definitely builds and gets into some interesting places.
All right, well, you've got another jazz one for us from an artist called David Cooper.
Yes, he's a trumpet player, and he's from Black Earth and teaches at UW-Platteville, actually. And he put out an album this year called The Journey, and it has a lot of song titles like Yield and Detour or whatever, because it was inspired by this cross-country trip that he went on and other experiences in his life. So it just has a lot of finesse to it and really draws on a lot of different inspirations. Almost every track he kind of calls out a different song or artist who inspired it. I got to see him and his band play part of this record in Madison this year, not even having had much of a chance to check it out before the show, and I really enjoyed it.
Our first one was just across the street. This one's just down the street, being 151 over in Platteville. So here's David Cooper. Thank you. A little solo lead there on the trumpet. I don't think of Wisconsin as a jazz state. We got some good stuff out there.
Yeah, everywhere you look, there's definitely variety. That's my favorite thing about following music around the state, and even just here in Madison, is just the sheer variety of genres and perspectives that people bring to them.
And getting a little more out there in the realm of jazz, tell us about another band that you want us to take a listen to, one called The Lovely Socialite.
Yeah, and their name actually used to be longer. They used to be called Lovely Socialite Mrs. Thomas W. Phipps, if I recall correctly. And everyone just called them Lovely Socialites. They finally just officially truncated it, which...
It's long for a marquee.
I think we all appreciated. but they put out... They're a six-piece band with members that are split between Madison and Milwaukee and one in Ann Arbor. But it started in Madison. And it's mostly younger guys who come from a formal background, are really well-trained musicians, but also want a chance to stretch and experiment with their playing and with their compositions. One of the musicians, Brian Grimm, plays cello, but also plays a whole bunch of different Chinese string instruments that he's mastered over the years. And so on a lot of these songs, you hear these really sharp and unusual sounds that kind of cut through, playing the role that, usually a stringed instrument would be playing, but just with a really different kind of timbre to it.
Here's a lovely Socialite. That's Wisconsin band Lovely Socialite, as we talk about some of the best music out of Wisconsin in 2015 with our own Scott Gordon. Let's move on from the jazz world. We're going to get into some hip-hop now, I think. What do you got for us in Wisconsin's hip-hop world?
Well, the interesting thing was that there's a lot of good stuff that came out of from younger artists, people in their teens or early 20s really making good stuff and kind of emerging in these really like mature kind of charismatic ways. One track that I think we have queued up is from Webster X, who's an MC from Milwaukee, and one of the things he released this year was this song Doomsday, and it was actually produced by a producer from Madison named Chance, so kind of a nice cross-state somewhat collaboration. I enjoy the production on this track a lot, but sort of the rhythm of the delivery that Webster X is using is really cool here, because it's a little slower, but he still keeps some kind of suspense and some momentum going into it.
All right, well, let's take a listen to that one.
In the palm of my hands, young Houdini, past the pitfall, past routine, daily questions, is it routine or buffet? Are they too dream me? Hold up now, you a scheming. I don't spaz out when I see these greens. Only spaz out when the jazz rings loud and the whole damn crowd inside. I'm like, wow, now, finna melt the game, whole cow. Invest in best dress, sex in the text, we so cow.
And a clip there from Doomsday by Webster X. It was interesting you said there's a cross collaboration that caught your eye. Is that unusual? Do people usually work around the state when it comes to their scene?
I mean, sometimes. Well, and especially in hip hop and electronic music, people are, will collaborate with people across the world, or at great distances. It's just such an easy thing to do now. I thought that was cool. It would be fun to see more of those things kind of happening among people working in the state, for sure.
While we're on the hip-hop theme, we got a tweet from Andrew recommending the artist Trapo. Now, this is one I think on your list. Trapo from Madison.
Yeah, and I think I can guess who Andrew is, but Trapo is a 17-year-old guy from Madison, and a few weeks ago he released his first EP, and it's called the Black Beverly Hills EP. And the really striking things about this guy are that he can put together good songs, but he has a voice that sounds kind of a lot older than you'd expect to, a lot more kind of deep and rugged than you'd expect to from a 17-year-old. And there's kind of a conceptual arc to this EP that's actually really mature and really kind of has kept me coming back to it.
Okay, we've got a little bit of that. Let's take a listen.
I swear I am so tired of waiting. I'm out of patience. I'm gonna need cash in my back for the day in the crew at the station. Dream about baddies. One is Latina, the other Jamaican. That boy do not got no spirit, he faking. That boy he fake. Toss him in vacant right next to the lake. My project is fire, boy, you gotta wait. Yeah, you gotta
And that was a track called Modelo by a 17-year-old Madison rapper, Trappo. I see what you mean about the voice. That's a 17-year-old. That's pretty remarkable, though.
Yeah.
The sound he's got.
Yeah, and like I was saying, I really appreciate the way that he approaches projects. You know, I got to interview him a few weeks ago, and he talked about how he really wants an album or an EP to have some cohesion to it and an arc and a bit of a story and not just be a bunch of songs that are stuck together.
Well, we're talking to Scott Gordon right now, editor of Tone Madison, also a WPR colleague. We're talking about the best music to come out of Wisconsin in the year 2015.
One more hip-hop artist on Scott's list you can find at WPR.org/setlist, Milo, who performed in our studios here at Vilas Hall. We'd love to hear from you. Do you have a favorite album, favorite artist in Wisconsin? Were there any great shows you went to this year? Where do you like to go to see some live music? Call in and share at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're talking to music writer Scott Gordon about his favorite music from Wisconsin artists in 2015.
And we want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite Wisconsin bands, past or present, or individual musicians? Did you have any new music discoveries this year? And did you see any great shows this year? Where do you like to go take in a show in Wisconsin? Call, share at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to a caller. Larry is on the line in Dubuque. Larry, hi.
Hi, thanks. I must apologize. I'm sure this song is much older, but this year was when I first heard it, and I fell in love instantly with it. And also, sadly, I don't know the title, but the chorus goes, "Oh, Agnes, won't you marry me? We'll be married in style, and we'll cross like Michigan, so blue and so wild." Does that sound familiar at all?
No, but it's a great line. I love those lyrics.
And can you put do you have a notion of about how old? Aren't we talking like 1930s crooner or 1960s pop?
I don't know. Maybe like the 50s or 60s. It also tells a story, and that's why I really like it too, about like a family in the apple orchard.
All right. Larry, thanks a lot for that. If your listeners have an answer to that, call in at 800-642-1234. Something about Agnes, won't you marry me? 800-642-1234 if you know that Wisconsin-related tune, I guess.
And Scott, you know, he mentioned he liked the narrative, the storytelling format. Is there anybody keeping that alive? I can think of people on the national scene who tell these long epic stories like Josh Ritter. Anybody in Wisconsin doing that?
Oh, sure. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of songwriters and rappers and so forth who have a sense of narrative to their music. I mean, sometimes it's more overt and sometimes it's a little more fragmented. Like we were just talking about Trappo a little bit, and there's a storytelling element in what he's doing. Not necessarily one firm narrative that you can pick up on, but you kind of get little snatches of it, and that makes it interesting.
Well, I want to go to some rock and roll now. I want to hear, there's been some critical acclaim about an Appleton band, Tenement. Let's give some to listen to their song, The Butcher. I think this is on their newer album.
Across the coals, they've dragged their toes. The children that you used to know.
Tell us about Tenement from Appleton.
So Tenement has been a band for almost 10 years now, and, you know, I mean, they sort of exist a little bit off the map as far as most people are concerned, and, you know, they're a lot more likely to play DIY spaces than clubs or bars or what have you, but the, you know, people who like them really like them and really admire their mix of sort of catchy punk songs and these more abrasive experimental tendencies. And as you were saying, that song was from a double album that they released earlier this year called Predatory Headlights. It came out on a pretty respected punk label from New Jersey called Don Giovanni Records, and a lot of people caught on to it, you know, like the New York Times and, you know, Chris Richards from the Washington Post wrote pretty glowing things about it. So a lot of people who've been following them for a long time said, oh, you know, finally people are noticing this a little more. And it's a really fun, ambitious, kind of dark and unpredictable album. And I've really enjoyed this record a lot this year.
Nice. Well, there's another one you've got here from Appleton. This is from a band called Miserable Friend. I like the name of the band. Tell us about who they are.
Well, this is a more sort of like blasted out, shoegazy band. Obviously, it's also kind of dark and abrasive. It reminds me a little bit of another band from Appleton called Technicolor Teeth, but this is from an album they put out. The track that we had for them is from an album they put out this year called Thawed, Flawed, and Suffering. And I remember liking their stuff before when I checked it out in the past, but this really kind of stepped it up for me in terms of the songwriting and the kinds of atmosphere that they're creating.
I like music that's described as shoegaze, though I couldn't define it. It keeps popping up, like Lush, we were talking
that
about the other
my ear
day.
Too, yeah.
So it's a Miserable Friend, the band, not the friend. Yeah, I could tell right there, this is my kind of music. Scott, reminds me a little of My Bloody Valentine a little bit.
Sure, absolutely. Maybe more dark and grimy than that, but
even,
a bit of that aesthetic, yeah.
So I notice we do not have any Eau Claire on your list, and I think of Eau Claire as sort of the happening hotspot in Wisconsin. Before we go to a caller, no Eau Claire.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just happenstance?
There just wasn't something that really grabbed me that came out of there, not that I was, like, purposely neglecting it or whatever, but...
well, we'll watch for it next
year. I think maybe just because of the kinds of stuff that I tend to follow, maybe it didn't favor that region quite so much.
Sure. All right, well, let's go to our caller now. We've got Tom on the line in Madison. Tom, hi.
Tom's good. You're going to answer a mystery for us, right, Tom? Are you there, Tom?
It's a song written by Sally Rogers about 20 years ago.
And what's the song title?
It's called Lovely Agnes.
Lovely Agnes.
Lovely
so that's,
Agnes.
That's the one that the caller was asking us about earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are a whole bunch of storytelling type folk singers around and songwriters. I'm one of them. I'm going to be out at the Oregon Library doing a show tonight. And it's a genre that's definitely, definitely very big in acoustic music still. And Wisconsin is a huge, huge inspiration when it comes to those stories.
Great. Well, Tom, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you doing that and solving our mystery.
We are talking to Scott Gordon about some of the best music to come out of Wisconsin in 2015 and answering some of our listeners' Wisconsin-related music mysteries along the way. I want to get to some electronic music before we're done, Scott. You had a couple recommendations for us. Chance, not like random chance, but CHNTS from Madison. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so Chance, it's a hymn. Chance is a project from Jordan Cohen, who is a producer and also a drummer in Madison, and we heard a little bit of him a few minutes ago on the Webster X song. He produced that track, but he also puts out his own solo records, and he put out an album this year called We Are All Underwater, and he's kind of classified as a bass producer, but there's a lot of this weird textural stuff going on, and the rhythms and elements that he's using are really kind of fluid, and it's not the kind of electronic music where things are really, you know, firmly locked in and super repetitive. It's a little more mysterious and a little more I don't want to say human feeling, but there is that element to
humane.
Humane?
It's probably exactly not the right word. Well, let's let the music speak for itself.
Good idea. You say a lot of soundscaping going on in that one.
Yeah.
You can hear a lot just going on. You hear different textures and shapes.
Yeah, there's just a really interesting sense of space to his music, and I really enjoy. And the voice on that song is Gentry Colello, who's a singer based in Madison, and he uses a lot of interesting guest vocalists and instrumentalists on this album in a really cool way.
Recommendation for Brian on Facebook says, not sure if they've released anything this year, but one of my favorites is Corey Chisel and the Wandering Sons. So thanks for that recommendation. You can share yours, by the way, over at the Central Time Facebook page. Scott, anything you're looking forward to in 2016 as we wrap up?
Kind of a lot. You know, I follow Madison music a lot, and there's actually like a lot of artists in Madison who have stuff coming out in January that I'm trying to stay on top of for January. So, I'm pretty excited about that. And, there's always people working on things that may or may not get out soon, but it's there's a lot of variety, and I'm definitely looking forward to keeping up with it.
Great. Well, we look forward to having you come on and tell us about it. Scott, appreciate you stopping by.
Well, thanks a lot for having me.
That was Scott Gordon, WPR colleague of ours, and also the editor of Tone Madison. We've been talking about his favorite Wisconsin-made music of 2015.